energy that tightened around her like a strangler's noose. Finally, she stumbled upon it, a half-concealed cave, its entrance a gaping maw. Within it, the flickering lights cast by hastily lit torches. A gruesome scene unfolded. A beached wreck of splintered timbers, a makeshift camp, now picked into clean by scavengers. And there, gleaming amidst the wreckage, was Julian's comb. Grief washed over her, so vast and desolated. Felt like it as if a very ocean had broken within her. But as she knelt, a flash of metal in the sand caught her eye. A tarnished locket, half blood, within was a miniature portrait, its color faded. Every inch of space was crammed into the detritus of forgotten.